For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We have another interview with a candidate for Lansing City Council. Jerron Green is a 24-year-old Army veteran who is studying political science at Lansing Community College. He's worked in the office of State Representative Sheldon Neely of Flint and now works in the Broker Management Department at Jackson National. Green tells me that he grew up in a family that has long been active in Lansing, led by his grandmother. Ernestine McMullen was involved in the founding of the Westside Crisis and Counseling Center and the Black Child and Family Institute.
My grandmother was always taking care of the community, and it's actually pretty interesting. Like, people who aren't my extended family are sort of like my extended family because they call her mom. They're always at our family gatherings, and they're just like a normal part of the family, being taken care of by my grandmother. It's just kind of cool to see how that legacy is carried on. There are just so many people in Lansing that know her and call her mom, and that were taken care of by her.
So this is your first run for office, right?
Correct. It is.
I have to ask a candidate as young as 24 and making a first run for office. Here's where you get to make your elevator pitch to the voters of Lansing, why they should consider voting for you.
I want to change the culture of politics on a large scale, and Lansing is a good place to start that. I want elected officials to be able to be held accountable. I want elected officials to be transparent with the community. I want them to be an active part of the community. And I'm running for second ward. Obviously second ward will be my focus, but you know, I care about all of Lansing. I think I have some pretty good ideas to help accomplish that dream.
What would be the first of those dreams that you'd like to work on?
Firstly, I would like to work on having quarterly town halls with the community. All of Lansing's invited. It'll be in second ward though, because that's what I'm going to be representing. Secondly, I would like to focus on community benefit agreements. The theory is that as taxpayers, we subsidize projects, development projects, housing projects. So we should be getting a return on that investment as a community. And there are ways to receive that investment, whether it's just hiring from the community, hiring Lansing. There can be local business grants. The last idea I had is public banking here in Lansing. It's pretty bold, actually. There's only one model of this institution. That's the State Bank of North Dakota, where this bank uses private institutions as the front office for its loans. And from this bank, North Dakota is able to have infrastructure accounts, student loan accounts, or scholarships for students right off the bat. They can pay for students to go to college with borrowing minimal amounts of money from the federal government. They might be the only state, if not one of the only states, with a surplus. There are many good things that can come from this concept of public banking. And I would really like to see something like that here in Lansing, where we can be self-sustaining in the long run. We can pay for our own roads. We can pay for our own sidewalks. Those are the three big things I really want to focus on. And they're all community-oriented.
The second ward seat is currently held by Tina Houghton, who's expected to run for re-election, but as we record, she has not yet filed or made an official announcement. Do you have any particular reason for thinking that she should lose her seat on the council?
I honestly don't want to focus on Tina so much. I don't know her personally, but me running against her, obviously, that's me thinking I can do a better job, but it's nothing personal. I just think that I can really inspire the community to be more active in their political lives, and I can be held accountable. That's the thing about me, Scott. I'm all about the intangibles. I want to focus on making sure that I'm loyal to my community. I have a duty to fulfill towards the community, that I respect the individuals of my community by listening to them.
Jerron Green is running for the Lansing City Council in the second ward. Hear all of our interviews with Lansing City Council candidates at WKAR.org. Jerron Green, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.